Most of us get to decide whether we want to vote. It's a choice. But if you've committed a felony in Washington state, that choice can be taken away for a few years after you get out of prison. You're listening to KNKX. I'm Simone Alisea. I talked to someone who had that right taken away, and I found out that having it given back can change how a person feels about voting. 28-year-old Rebecca Brown has what a lot of us want. She's proud of her job, she loves her fiancé, and she adores her 2-year-old son, Landon.
Sit down, please.
As Landon plays with some old helium balloons, it's clear Rebecca had to work hard to get these things.
Those are old balloons from when I celebrated 5 years clean.
Rebecca says she started doing drugs when she was 14. And when I asked her what kind, she just said everything. The drugs led to more crime.
Well, stealing, I prostituted sometimes, all of the above, honestly. You know, I did whatever I had to do to support my habit and to survive.
She was in and out of jail for various misdemeanors, but eventually, Rebecca says, she and another person got a gun and tried to rob someone. She spent 2 years at the women's prison in Gig Harbor, commonly known as Purdy. Then she spent 2 years in what's called community custody, a kind of probation you receive after you complete your prison time.
I think we got a piece of paper showing that we had no, when I was like getting sentenced, that we had no voting rights anymore. So I was like, oh, another thing that gets taken away.
Every state is different when it comes to voting rights for people who commit felonies. In Washington, once someone gets out of prison and completes community custody, their voting rights are automatically restored. They don't have to prove anything to anyone, although their rights can be revoked again if they stop paying court fines. It's been 14 years since Rebecca first started using drugs. She says prison has changed her perspective. Getting clean was one part of that. But there was something about being locked up and having rights taken away that just made her see things differently.
It was totally rock bottom, you know, being told what you can and cannot do. You take your life for granted. Like, I had relatives die, so I never really got to say goodbye to, like, my grandma, and that really hit me.
In other words, when Rebecca was getting in trouble or while she was locked up, things were still happening in the world. That really hit home in 2016. Rebecca was out of prison at that point, but was still unable to vote in the presidential election, despite wanting to support Hillary Clinton.
Do you like reading about politics? Is it interesting? Is it fun for you?
It is, like, interesting now. Before, I didn't really care, but now that is, because it's what's going on, you know, and I want to be involved, and I want to know what's going on in this world, and because I'm living in it.
You want to give it to mommy?
Now Rebecca has reasons to try and follow the news. Her son makes her want to know what schools are up to. She's wary of higher taxes and is thinking about supporting an initiative that would ban local taxes on food and beverages. She also says she supports gun control, in part because it was having a gun that led her to prison in the first place.
I'm a good citizen today. Like I said, I pay my taxes. I go to work every day. I'm just, like, excited to finally be able to vote again. And maybe even though it's just one vote for me, like, at least I know I tried, you know, and I'm voting for stuff I believe in.
For Rebecca, voting is more than just a choice. She sees it as one more thing to take advantage of in her new life, participating in society. Simone Alisea, KNKX News. That story was the last installment of our series, Five Voters, Fresh Perspectives. You can find the other parts of the series, including our conversations with a new citizen and a new Washington resident, on our website, knkx.org.